And a first look at the papers now with John S. Doyle.
The words of the President of Israel about Iran's missile attack on his country give the Irish Daily Mail its lead story. Isaac Herzog said, "It's about time that the world faces this evil empire of Iran." According to the paper, Israel was reportedly pulled back from the brink of immediate retaliation by US President Joe Biden. The Irish Times highlights Biden's unequivocal condemnation of Iran's attack and his assurance to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel. The Irish Independence front page photograph is of an Iranian man flashing a victory sign as he holds a large model of a bullet during a protest in Tehran. Inside the paper, there is an alarming photograph of a young woman, casually dressed, walking on a street in Tel Aviv. She is wearing what looks like a semi-automatic weapon dangling down behind her tracksuit bottoms. In an editorial, The Independent mentions the prospect of an all-out regional war and says that politics, diplomacy and reason are called for. The Times speaks of a dangerous new dynamic and says whether and how Israel now responds is critical. Israel would do well to show restraint, the paper says. World prays for restraint, says a front page headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star reports that the net is closing in on the Kinahan drugs gang. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, is quoted as vowing to bring down the gang. He told the paper, "I fully support the Gardaí's work to bring these criminals to justice." The Irish Examiner leads with the report that Simon Harris has been urged to rush through legislation that would stop families of the victims of some of the country's worst criminals from being put through traumatic parole hearings for at least 20 years. In The Times, Freya McClements celebrates the career of Noel Doran, who stood down this week after 25 years as editor of the Irish News, the longest-serving newspaper editor in these islands. The paper has given voice to the nationalist North, McClements writes, but has also been a voice. "Our line has always been there were always options. Every killing was not just wrong, but cruel and capable of causing bitterness and grief," says Doran. The Irish News leads this morning with a report that a man left fighting for his life after being shot in County Down was the target of a violent attack last year, in which three innocent people were left shaken in a case of mistaken identity. Cunla Young has that story. Reporting on the Fianna Fáil Ardéis at the weekend, Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent writes that the intriguing speech of the event was that of the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. Taking a leaf out of the Simon Harris book, he highlighted his own humble background. "It was far from the merchant princes of Cork he was reared," says Sheehan. "This was not a speech by a fella intending to head off to Brussels, and when a vacancy arises at the head of the party, he won't get caught out like Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael," Sheehan reckons.
John, thank you.